The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Roscommon, Clare, Mayo and Kildare all heading to Croke Park on Saturday, round two of the football qualifiers. It's a doubleheader. It's going to be on Sky Sports. Should it be in Croke Park at all, though? That is the question. The former Mayo player, Austin O'Malley, is with me now. Austin, I assume this will be much like the Leinster final, the hurling final on Saturday. This will be a half-empty stadium, will it?
Yeah, well, look, I think maybe the GAA are missing a little bit of a trick in terms of hosting it there. I think there was an opportunity maybe to take it to, you know, a venue outside of Dublin. And I think that would have sat really well with the ordinary GAA punter, who I think at the moment are kind of feeling that they're being a little bit filleted every time that these games are being held in Croke Park. So I don't know if the GAA have kind of, you know, if they've read the room right on this one, but I think there's certainly an opportunity to maybe take this into a smaller venue. Because we know in terms of what that would have brought to grassroots GAA in these local venues as well, in the great sense of, you know, buzz and a shot in the arm that it would have been to maybe a smaller location like a Tullamore or something like that.
Is the problem that we don't have, we have plenty of smaller venues, but a lot of them are a little too, so I think Tullamore, the capacity of Tullamore O'Connor Park is less than 20,000. I think Portlaoise is maybe just marginally above 20,000. You know, the Semple Stadium in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, we're kind of missing maybe a 40,000 seater somewhere in the Midlands, are we?
We probably are, yeah, and it's obviously a valid argument, but I still think that there was probably ways to chunk it up that you still would be able to take them out of Croke Park. And even looking maybe from the Mayo perspective in terms of, you know, our minors have been drawn against Kildare as well, so it could have formed a double header, and they're on the Sunday with the seniors on the Saturday. So I think just a little bit more joined up thinking and to look outside of the main venue there. And in terms of, you know, just maybe, as I said, reading the room a little bit, that, you know, when you look at the prices that are associated with travelling to games now, with fuel costs and even the cost of food and everything that's rising around that, it's really hard on families. You know, I was thinking from the perspective, even if a family left, you know, Belmullet, hitting for Dublin, it's 620 miles round trip, and you're in excess of probably 300 or 400 euros between tickets and food and travel and that. And it's really hard to sustain that. And you know, as much as we love the game, I think the GAA need to understand that maybe the dynamic is changing as well, in terms of that, you know, the dyed in the wool old school GAA support is not going to be around all the time. And, you know, the younger demographic may look to alternatives in terms of getting a stream or a feed or a couple of YouTube clips of it to see a highlights reel coming down the line. So it might be worth considering.
Yeah, and I'm struck as well. I mean, we find ourselves with inflation across the board, and I was talking about food and fuel in the context of another discussion, but with all of that going up as well, you can see how the family in Belmullet or Lewisburg or anywhere else, and I know, listen, Clare as well, and if you're out in Doonbeg or somewhere like that, and you're staring down the barrel of driving all the way to Croke Park, you might think, you know what, as you say, 300 or 400 quid, I could be spending that elsewhere at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You could be investing in, you know, in a family holiday or so on, or even, you know, something, you know, around the house in terms of a domestic, you know, upgrade or something like that. So I just think that, you know, we need to be cognizant of that from a GAA perspective. You know, and people are constantly going to their pocket, and like, you know, the ordinary punter and the ordinary family member, they really do want to, you know, attend these games, and it's such a big part of their life. And you know, you even look at simple things like in Dublin at the moment, even on that given weekend that those games are held, Ireland v Scotland is on as well, from a logistics perspective. That so even the idea of even staying overnight with your family, so it's unattainable. You know, if you look at hotel rooms, they're between 300 and 500 for a double room on that particular weekend in Dublin. Just unattainable. And so you're literally sitting into a car and back down the road again. So it is a big, big ask and a big squeeze. And as you said there, you alluded to, you know, inflation is at what, 7% at the moment, and everybody's feeling it, you know. So I think we need to be cognizant of that as a GAA's association as well.
Well, one of the arguments made, though, in favour of Croke Park and playing more games in Croke Park is that it's for the players. You know, it's an opportunity for our, you know, elite athletes to play in, you know, GAA HQ. As a former player, there is some merit in that argument, is there?
Oh, absolutely. Look, as a former player and someone that, you know, absolutely revelled in terms of getting an opportunity to get into to Croke Park and play. And I suppose when you look at the games across, you could say, well, you know, Mayo, we've been lucky enough to be getting to Croke Park on numerous times over the last number of years. Kildare, they're only out the road. Roscommon were in it, you know, for a league final not so long ago. From the Clare perspective, in terms of, I'm sure those players as a group, they don't get huge opportunities to play in it. So it's definitely, yeah, absolutely. I can see it from that perspective. from a player's perspective, that you do want to play in HQ, given the surroundings and the surface and everything. But I do think we need to look at the bigger picture too.
Yeah, Kieran has texted in. He says, the GAA a little bit damned if they do and damned if they don't. We've heard for years players want to play there if it's the dream and it wasn't in Croke or someone else would be whinging. The other point though, Austin, and I appreciate, and look, it's not a simple one, and the players, a lot of the players will want to play there, including those Roscommon and Clare and Mayo and Kildare players. Well, Mayo and Kildare may be a little more used to it. The argument as well, there's an argument to be made around atmosphere, and you look at the hurling at the weekend. Now, it obviously helped the Munster final that was one of the great games of recent years, and the quality in the Leinster final, you know, was not near as good. But it suffered as well, the Leinster final, for being in a half-empty Croke Park, where you could hear the shouts of the players echoing around the stadium compared to the cauldron of Semple Stadium.
Yeah, no, it's a super point. Like, and you know, it is a hallowed atmosphere when Croke Park is only half full, and it does, you know, it impacts on the energy of the players down on the pitch as well, and you know, you're not getting that amphitheatre. Like, you know, if you even remember back to, was it 17 when Mayo played Kerry and Limerick, like that, you know, that was an iconic game, and just the absolute amphitheatre that it was. And I think there's an opportunity to create those kind of standout moments within the GAA in these smaller towns, and you know, and the from a cultural perspective as well, I just think it gives so much to these areas. Like, you know, when you think of local communities, the buzz and the excitement around the place, even right down to, you know, the people that look after the grounds, and that giving back something that they have their day as well, because these are all people that, you know, invest their time so much in it. But to your first point there, it absolutely does impact on the whole energy and the atmosphere, and often the quality of the game as well, when you see and you can feel that there's a lack of energy around the stadium.
Yeah, I'd personally love to see a few more games. Kilkenny play a few more games in Semple Stadium. The Munster-Leinster thing, I suppose, prevents it. But I mean, if Galway were playing in the Leinster final, I think we can manage playing a match in Semple Stadium more often in the heat of the championship. Listen, Austin, we appreciate your time. Austin O'Malley is a former Mayo footballer. Kieran, I fully agree with Austin. The GAA need to revise their priorities, review costs on fans, and locate all matches outside of Croke Park up to the All-Ireland semi-finals. Otherwise, you'd have poor attendances and no atmosphere at matches. Keep those texts coming. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.